There are basically 8 steps to the mortgage process. Step 1 is the interview. During your initial meeting with a mortgage professional, they will listen to your requirements and will explain the features and benefits of loans that may work with your situation. They will discuss and provide you with numerous options available to suit your needs. Once you are happy with your selection of the loan product, the loan process will commence. Step 2 is the loan application. Your mortgage professional will work with you through a number of documents, including a needs analysis, credit quote and proposal, and the lender's application. They will also explain what is required in relation to the necessary documentation required to support your home loan application. Step 3 is where the lender assesses the application. The lender will assess your application to determine whether you meet their credit requirements. This process includes confirmation of your income, employment, and a credit reference check. Your supporting documentation is also assessed at this time. If the credit assessor requires any additional information, they will send through a request to the mortgage professional. The time frame for this process depends on the lender and may be between 24 hours and 14 days. Step 4, conditional approval. Your mortgage professional will receive a communication on your behalf from the lender in the form of a conditional approval. Within this approval, the lender will outline any matters that need to be addressed before they can issue an unconditional approval. Your mortgage professional will advise you of any conditions you need to meet. Step 5 is the valuation. The most common condition of an approval is the valuation of the security being provided. The lender will order the valuation, and commonly this can take up to 3 to 4 days to complete. The valuation fee is often included in an application fee. Step 6 is the formal approval. When a home loan application is formally approved, also known as unconditionally approved, it means that all conditions and criteria required to assess the application have been supplied, assessed, and approved. It is only when formally approved that the borrower can feel comfortable they can obtain a home loan. If you are buying a property, it is advisable not to exchange contracts until your loan has been formally approved. Step 7 is the mortgage documents. Mortgage documents will be prepared and sent directly to the applicant or their solicitor, depending on what was requested. Documentation provided to you by the lender includes the letter of offer, transfer document, terms and conditions of the loan, and any other documents that are pertinent to the lender's own guidelines. If a purchase is involved, then it is highly recommended that you go through the paperwork with your conveyancer and for the conveyancer to liaise with the lender to schedule a settlement date. If the loan is a refinance or a top-up, it is recommended you sit down and go through these documents with your mortgage professional if you have opted not to use a conveyancer. Step 8 is settlement. After the mortgage documents are signed, witnessed, and sent back to the lender, then settlement is arranged via your solicitor or conveyancer, or if there's not a necessity for a conveyancer, then the mortgage professional will be involved to ensure settlement is completed. Having the right mortgage professional to assist is essential, as they will support you through the entire process and answer any questions that you have along the way.